Gosto disso. Chupero.
It is feel-good music on Namibia's Heart and Soul. That is Kiss Daniel with Shu Peru, bringing a time to exactly 8:37. Man, listen, we have actually been telling you that we're going to be having a conversation with a doctor who's very special to me, and I will tell you why. And doctor, I can actually say this, I actually do make reference to you all the time on my shows. So when you have actually caught a couple of sessions that I've had on Easy Sundays, it's a show that I do on Sunday mornings, I have made reference to my therapist, the beautiful, very patient, very kind and very warm Dr. Mberida, and she is in studio with us this morning. How are you doing today, doctor?
I am well, thank you. How are you doing?
I should actually tell them that you're my Mbushe. We have the same middle name, Lindy. Yes. So how are you doing this morning despite the cold?
I'm very well.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Every time I see you, you just radiate nothing but positivity. So you have something exciting that you have been working on and it's about to happen. How do you feel a few days away from this great event that you've been planning?
I'm really excited.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to this.
Mm-hmm.
My aim is to bring healing, because usually I'm a therapist and I see just one person at a time.
True, true.
And I've decided to take this to groups, to take this to communities.
Yeah.
And this is the first of our many series that we're going to have on relationships.
Oh, okay. So yeah. This is going to be series number one.
This is series number one. And series number one is going to set the pace for all the other series that we're going to have.
Yeah, yeah.
And the pace is your relationship that you have with yourself set the tone for your other relationships. And the tone for your other relationships would depend on how you actually view yourself, which is influenced by how you were loved or not loved. So how you allow to be loved, how you love, how you show up in different spaces, which sets the tone for your relationship with other people is coming from your own relationship with yourself.
Exactly.
Now, your relationship with yourself is coming from your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And most people that we see in therapy feel that there's no connection between how they were raised as children and
how they are today.
To who they are today.
Mm.
And that comes with a lot of blame, because then people may repeat things in relationships, such as continuously going back to a partner who's abusive, or staying in jobs they do not appreciate them, constantly under earning, overgiving, etc., etc., because they're not aware. So this is my way of bringing awareness to more than one person at a time, so that we can at least, number one, relate. We also know that relationships happen in a context. So when people are coming to me one-on-one, they think that they're the only ones who are going through that problem. So this is not a talk. It's not a masterclass. It's actually a workshop where we're going to do the work.
The actual work.
The actual work. So you're going to find out, what is your attachment style, for example?
Yeah, yeah.
Because people with certain attachment styles get triggered differently, and you want to find out what's that. And this morning when I was going through my little notebook that I found in my room, it said, anything that is wrong with you began as a survival mechanism in childhood.
Wow. That is actually really profound. It rings a lot of bells with me right now, because I think it was around about last week that I had a conversation with myself, like I always do all the time, and I had somewhat of a little bit of an epiphany moment where I realized that I have never, for the most part, really lived, but I've always been in survival mode. But also when I think about it, it comes from even my mom has always been just in survival mode, and that's obviously what I took on. Like you're saying, our childhood plays a really big role in who we are, the way we even show up in different spaces. So what exactly is the theme for this first series?
So the theme for the first series is to recognize your inner child, to recognize the ways in which you sabotage yourself, and specifically, and not necessarily only for singles or people who are not in relationships, for why you keep on attracting unavailable partners, right? Because the understanding is, by age 7, we're already programmed.
Okay.
And the programming is limiting in terms of the beliefs that you hold.
Mm.
It's disempowering and it's self-sabotaging. Now, that is if you were not loved and nourished, right?
Yeah.
You are programmed between age 1 and 7,
and 7
based on
yeah.
how you were loved.
Mm-hmm.
And that programming is leading to self-limiting beliefs. It's disempowering and you self-sabotage yourself.
Mm.
But 95% of our thoughts that lead to the beliefs
yeah.
are unconscious. 95%
wow.
of our thoughts.
Mm.
Which means that most of us are walking around,
mm-hmm.
doing things, behaving in ways,
mm.
getting triggered, repeating behaviors without actually realizing why we are doing
why
that.
Why we're doing it, yeah, yeah.
Right? And mm. and so that part of the work is therefore for you to recognize what are your limiting beliefs, how do you identify as,
mm-hmm.
what are your fears,
yeah.
and how do you end up then attracting certain situations or certain people.
Over and over again. Yeah.
Which is hurtful.
Yeah, absolutely. And exhausting. And you just really once again start to feel like, why is it just happening to me
mm-hmm.
without being mindful of it? So what would you say is the purpose of this workshop? Maybe if someone has to come to it this coming Saturday, for example, what do you want them to walk away with?
I want people to walk away, number one, to become aware
mm-hmm.
that maybe even if you're repeating these behaviors,
yeah.
but at least now you know why you're doing what you're doing, so
true.
That you don't continue to beat yourself up.
Mm.
There's something very profound that you just said that
yeah.
you have been surviving.
Mm-hmm.
When we are surviving, that's a trauma response.
Absolutely.
But most people don't realize that we are traumatized, because when we're thinking about trauma,
mm-hmm.
we think about capital T trauma, which is like you have gone through an accident or all those.
Yes,
but,
yes.
But there is the small T trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the definition of small,
T, small trauma? T trauma? Yeah.
It is the good things that should have happened to you as a child
mm.
that did not happen. That can also be traumatic.
Mm.
And that's more prevalent, but most of us do not know. What is that? It's rejection,
yeah.
it's neglect, it's abandonment,
mm.
it's criticism. It's those little things that we don't think matter, but who would end up defining who we think we are.
Mm.
And when we think we are whoever we are, we settle. Like we settle for relationships that are not nourishing.
Mm-hmm.
We lower our standards.
True, true.
We don't have boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
We put up with things and we keep on going back, hoping that this time maybe
it's going to be different.
It's going to be different.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it also comes with a lot of shame and mm. guilt. Because
mm-hmm.
when you're doing things that are not good for you,
true.
In the end, you feel ashamed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because you're allowing yourself to be treated in ways you know that you don't deserve to be treated.
To be treated at the end of the day, yeah.
But you keep on doing it.
Yeah. Man, so we are obviously, one thing that I'm actually taking away from this is just how important it is for us to heal as much as we can, and for us to be just self-aware that, listen, there's areas within myself that I need to work on. Why would you say, Doctor, it is important for us to attend and really get equipped from you, obviously, as to how to get started on our healing journeys? Why is healing so important to us?
There's a beautiful quote that mm-hmm. says, we have to heal
mm-hmm.
so that we do not bleed on people who didn't cut us.
Wow. Wow. That definitely deserves an ill horn. Say that again.
You must heal
mm-hmm.
so that you do not bleed on people who did not cut you.
Okay.
Cut you.
Oh, yes, cut, obviously, so that you bleed.
Yeah.
All right.
So your partner didn't cut you.
Mm-hmm.
Your child didn't cut you.
Come on.
Your employer didn't cut you.
Call me out.
So you must heal so that you don't bleed on people who didn't cut you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we must heal collectively
mm-hmm.
as a country,
yeah.
as a family, as a community, so that we can at least elevate ourselves and elevate our countries and elevate our families, etc. And
very
stop
true.
The cycle of trauma.
Of trauma from even going to the next generation. So we're running a little bit out of time right now, but if we had to wrap this conversation up in terms of how will I be able to tell if I'm unhealed? And also, how would I be able to tell that I'm in unfulfilling relationships?
So when, suppose somebody is 5 minutes late,
mm-hmm.
and it feels like they didn't show up for 9 hours, then you know you're triggered. So you know that you have a wound, right?
Okay.
So the way that we respond to situations and things and people, if it's not in proportion with what happened, then we know that it's not just the situation or the event. There is more to that.
To that, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's our wounding that is responding to the situation. If somebody is 5 minutes late, why do you feel as if it's your father who didn't pick you up from school because they were 3 hours late or so? So I don't know whether that explains
it. No, it makes a lot of sense, actually. We're still having a conversation with Dr. Mbedida in studio right now. We will continue to wrap it up in terms of where the event is actually taking place, where you can be a part of the workshop, and how on the other side of this.
Well, how is she? I think Fresh Air, weekdays from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Only on Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
Hey there, Fresh FM family. How are you doing today? I really hope that you're having a lovely day. But in case you missed it, we are on a mission to spread love and kindness throughout our community, and we need your help, okay? We are hosting soup kitchens at three local schools on the 17th, 18th, and 19th of July 2023, and we are looking for your nominations. Now, it's time for you to show support for our schools and obviously our children. And to nominate a school, it's very simple, actually. Simply send us a WhatsApp message to the number 083-000-10 29 with the hashtag Fresh Kids and the school's name, and deadlines for nominations is the 6th of July 2023. So please do not wait. Join us, Namibia's heart and soul, in making a difference for our schools and our children.
Loving the sound that you're giving.
Fresh Wednesdays on 102.9 Namibia's heart and soul.
This is my station.
All right, so time is exactly 8:50 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. If you just joined us right now, we're having a conversation with Dr. Mbedida, and we are having a conversation with a workshop that she's having on Saturday. And this could be the workshop that you have, this could actually be the one thing that is going to push you in the right direction in order for you to take, first of all, space and take your power back and really heal as much as you can. So, Doctor, you have this workshop coming up on Saturday. So give us a quick rundown as to where it's happening, how much it's going to cost, so that our listeners just pull through and bombard you with calls and all of that.
So it's this Saturday. It's at Hotel Tula.
Okay.
And the cost is $5.99.
All right.
And there are two different sessions, one for the morning and one for the afternoon.
All right.
The morning session starts from 9 to 1:30.
Okay.
And then the other one starts from 1:30 to 5:30,
I think. 5:30, yeah. Okay, so how much? You say it's 600, right, basically?
Yeah, $600.
And here's the thing as well. You might hear this, and it's a perfect time because it's month end. You have more money in your account right now. And this is a small investment into just the
beginning. For your long-term gain.
Exactly. So quickly tell us before we let you go and really do amazing things to all the people who actually visit your offices every day. Why is what you do every day so important to you?
Because I think for me, it's not just the work in terms of it's a profession, it gives you money.
Yeah.
I think it's rewarding to see someone who works in thinking the world is over, thinking there's no life, does not have any meaning, and walking out of that room with a smile or with that inner energy to say, I am worthy, I am enough, and I'm going to fight for myself. Somebody who can think that my relationships with other people complement me, they don't complete me, so I have to fight for myself.
Come on.
So what I want to do is to just help someone to see their worth and to know that even when somebody decides to leave, it does not define who you are.
It doesn't take anything away from you.
And maybe sometimes when they leave, you should let them leave, because maybe that is a gift that you're not seeing in the moment. And it's to sit with that person and to allow them to see beyond their problems.
Yeah.
That there is more to them than what they're facing. Problems are events. Who we are greater than the events.
Come on. Very, very true. Very, very profound. So I would have to say that I would always emphasize on just how you have really helped me through a lot in my life. And this is going to be an investment, like she said, it's really going to benefit you in the long run as well. And the one thing that she always echoed to me was just, Kandu Kanjenu, you have to choose yourself. And it's really important that you make it to this relationship series workshop. Have you ever wondered why you keep attracting emotionally unavailable partners? Are you trying or actually tired of having unfulfilling relationships? Join Dr. Berira's first relationship series workshop that will be happening this coming Saturday at Hotel Tuli. You can find all the information also on her Facebook page. It is Dr. Berira Private Practice on Facebook. Like it and just be updated with the information. All the best with the event. Honestly, may you go out there, do great things and fill everybody's cup.
Thank you. Well, and maybe you can give one of your listeners
Why not? Let them just let us know. We'll definitely work on that. And you could actually join myself as well on Saturday. We just have a great time. We leave there feeling free and lighter. Why not? Okay. So, yeah, so getting back to the music, this is your favorite, Casper Nyovest, with Soul Bringer Time to exactly 8:55.